Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas over here dancing as usual to that bumper music.
Got the scratchy voice.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
This show, we occasionally broadcast it on Facebook Live. And we're actually streaming live, or we have been here. And
We're trying out all kinds of new fun things.
We just got a question that popped up from somebody on Facebook Live, Andy, down in Olympia, Washington. Welcome. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for the question. Slightly related. Not exactly on task. I got to kind of.
Okay. Andy, if it's the Andy, I think it is. Yeah, he's usually just slightly on topic.
You never know. It was appropriate this time.
Oh, good.
Better than the last time he called in.
Good.
But he wants to know if he can use funds taken from his brother's business as a down payment on a house for himself. And the question, it's a good question, actually. Can you pull money out of a business, number one, for down payment? If you own the business, you can, but you have to prove that pulling that money out will not negatively affect the functioning of the business. So that's one question. In Andy's case, he's talking about getting the money from his brother, and that's perfectly fine. It would be considered a gift.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to document the gift funds, right?
Right. We'd have to document the source of it, just that's a gift, and that it came from a relative, and that would be a perfectly acceptable down payment source. So there you go. Thank you,
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
Facebook Live is going to put
Happy
a whole
Hanukkah,
new dimension.
By the way, Andy.
Yes, definitely. We're going to have a whole new element going on doing these Facebook Lives as we're on the air, because that's one of the reasons Jen's in the studio with us all the time now, because it's hard to manage trying to do all your social media while you're trying to actually still have a conversation with somebody and stay on track and possibly answer questions while somebody's, looking at you on Facebook Live. It's like, it's an interesting media challenge, let's just say.
Exactly. So Troy Morris, Sound Bikes and Kayaks. So you got an SBA loan, Small Business Administration loan, and Home Street was kind enough to give you that loan. So that means that congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And just to kind of to summarize, so the Veterans Business Outreach Center kind of helped you put all that package together, and you got some special deals.
Yeah, special deals. So when I said who's doing something for vets, and that's where Home Street popped up. So SBA is covering half the guarantee fee, and then Home Street stepped up to cover the other half. So as a veteran with a loan like this, a small business loan, we were able to get the loan without having to pay the guarantee fee, which can make a big difference, especially when you're starting out a business or buying a business.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to minimize the cost up front is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to keep that cash flow going. You've also got to have some reserves. And I imagine, especially this time of year, too, where it's, people aren't flocking to Port Angeles this time of year.
Right.
It's a little slower. And, of course, it gives you a chance to kind of get settled in and get the business running and everything. So.
It's true. And it was also nice taking over the store or jumping into the store this time of year with Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is really a good time to meet all the customers.
Yeah.
Yes. Because they're coming in looking for their kid's first bike, right?
There's nothing better than watching them pick out their kid's first bike.
Oh, that must be exciting. I wasn't even thinking about it from that point of view, but yeah, I could see where that would be a lot of fun.
Or a kayak for their wife, or a Christmas present for themselves because they're losing weight and they want to get in shape for the new year.
Yeah.
Nice. It's very rewarding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's one of the things I love about my job. Because when I'm helping people with buying and selling, you were helping them through usually something that's been an exciting time for them. Because about at least 50% of our clients are going through the happy things, right?
Right.
Like they're moving up, having babies, brand new job, or whatever it might be. So that's part of the reward, is being able to really kind of get engaged in what is going on in someone's life.
Yes.
You're doing a little bit from the outside, but it's just so exciting when you can see how enthusiastic they are about what's going on. So and health and vitality is so important, and just being able to enjoy this place that we have in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I always find it a shame when there's people who don't go out and do all these things. I was just at Christmas time, we were having dinner with friends, and they had just been out snowshoeing.
Nice.
And it was the first time for the boyfriend, and he was just like, oh man, wish I'd been doing this sooner. I mean, because he's in his 50s, and he's like, and I thought, you know what? It's been 25 years since I had snowshoes on. I need to get my booty back out there and do that. And we just bought our kayaks last year, and I even told my husband, I'm like, wait a minute, we bought this boat. are we going to use the kayaks we bought last year anymore? And he's like, no, I'm trying to find a way to fit them on the boat so we can take them with us. I'm like, oh, good. Thank you. Like, I don't want to just become a slug.
Oh, absolutely. Or just kind of, it's very easy to get focused on just doing these activities in the summer. But the other three seasons are fantastic. The saying we have is there's gear for that. It's raining outside. There's gear for that.
Absolutely.
It's snowing, there's gear for that.
I have people really who always, we have the climbing wall.
Yeah. Well, my North Face jacket, you know, has been through everything. It walks my dog every day. It's a crappy day, and it's been up Mount Hood with me.
Right.
Perfect.
You know, so it's like there's definitely gear for that.
Yep. Yes.
You know, and if you have the right gear, it makes it much more comfortable. But, you know, as long as it's keeping you dry.
Yep.
I've been through, I don't even know how many hikes in the mud and sludge. And
sometimes those are the most memorable ones.
Oh, yeah. They're totally fun.
They absolutely are. Yeah. I've you know, almost all my life, I think I've mentored Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts.
Nice.
And in the wintertime, we take groups of Boy Scouts up in the mountains, and we either snowshoe in or cross country in, and we build igloos on one trip.
Oh, yeah.
Spend the weekend in those, and other trips we'll actually just cross country and tent in the snow. And those are life experiences that, you know, those kids will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning such good skills.
Oh, great skills.
Yeah, which is so, so cool.
Yes. And I think being outside like that when you're young is really important. You're surrounded by so many living things.
It
and
is.
You're under your own propulsion.
Yes.
And I think if their life diverges from maybe where it should go, I think they'll come back to that. They'll remember those happy times and they'll go back to it.
There's so many different things that you know, there's books that I've been reading that talk about, you know, how technology is taking over so many different things for us, but it gives us this opportunity to go out and be more human, which often is going out in the woods and experiencing nature, you know, and we just have so many opportunities here. And I'm with you going off season, you know, type of thing. You get to see so many different things. The seasons out here and the animals that come out and the different plants that are going at different times of year. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, I can't encourage people who listen to the show enough to get out and go do those things.
Right.
So, okay. So we're going to get off of track because we're all just going to be like, oh, and isn't the Pacific Northwest just wonderful? It's
so
love
lucky.
Fest. It's so fantastic. So, okay. You guys bought the business. What are your plans for the new? So, like, you started getting, you know, some idea of the last 2 months. You got through Christmas, saw people doing all this kind of stuff. You've made some plans, but, like, where do you really see yourself making your mark with this business?
A big way that we plan on taking it is kind of becoming the how to and where to jumping off point for outdoor activities on the peninsula. If you want to learn how to rock climb, if you want to learn how to kayak or how to mountain bike on a single track, where your stop?
Right.
If you want to know where, you know how to do those things, but you want to know where to go, then you come to Sound Bikes and Kayaks, and we've got the local knowledge and beta, as we call it, on where to go do those things.
So is it just the two of you, though? Are you doing all of that?
No, and more I'll let you answer.
No,
this.
We have two full-time employees, and we have a part-time employee, and then we also have started collecting some very experienced friends. AMGA certified guides, national park rangers who come and help us out with clinics and learning workshops.
Okay.
And so we're hoping to kind of build that menagerie of skilled people and possibly kind of go that direction, like gear and guide and where to, how to.
Okay. I definitely will be checking out more of your stuff because that's exactly what I personally need. When I first moved here, I mentioned I was in Mountaineers and we had like just friends within that program.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been out of that for so long. I don't think I even know anybody in the Mountaineers anymore. So I need help. I definitely need help in that arena.
And it's nice to be connected with your local shop in that sense, because that's a place you can always go to for advice on gear, but then just advice on where to go use that gear.
Yeah.
And
well, see, I've never even been to Hurricane Ridge.
Oh,
I've lived here for so long, and I've never even been to Hurricane Ridge yet.
You got to go to Hurricane Ridge.
Yeah.
It's beautiful up there, and well, I mean, all of Port Angeles is just really special. Is that what brought you to this area?
Yes. I after the Navy, we moved up here actually for work with another company in Port Angeles, Westport Shipyard.
Okay.
And I worked
with them for about 8 years. And then this opportunity started coming together of kind of merging some of the things that we really like to do
A
good relationship with the owner. So it just kind of made sense.
Well, we'd really like to thank both of you. So Troy Moyer from Sound Kayaks and Sound Bikes and Kayaks. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
this was
really
wonderful.
Nice to hear your story. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks for joining us on Open House of Team Reba. Listen again next Tuesday at 3 o'clock for more.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.